Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 1st, 2025, through Friday, September 5th, 2025. Monday, September 1st, 2025. Former East Bay financial advisor charged with allegedly operating long-running $9.5 million Ponzi scheme. Edwin Emmett Lekisk Jr. was indicted by a federal grand jury on one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering in connection with an alleged $9.5 million investment fraud scheme. According to the indictment filed on July 17, 2025, between 1998 and September 2024, Lekisk was a financial advisor based in Danville and Alamo, California, who owned and operated Foundation Financial Group, a firm that provided investment services to investors in the Northern District of California, Idaho, and throughout the United States. Lekisk was a registered broker until 2014, when the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority suspended his broker's license. Despite the suspension and loss of his broker's license, Lekisk allegedly continued to solicit and obtain investments from victim investors until around September 2024. The indictment alleges that as part of his scheme, Lekisk falsely represented to investors that he would invest their funds in government bonds and other bonds. To induce his victims to invest their money with him, Lekisk claimed that he had exclusive access to fictitious bonds that paid very high rates of returns, including rates in excess of 20%. Lekisk described the fictitious bonds as safe, secure, and tax-free, and falsely claimed, among other things, that they could be redeemed at any time. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. Indianapolis, Indiana CPA sentenced for participation in illegal tax shelter. Jason L. Crace, an Indiana CPA, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for assisting in the preparation of false tax returns on behalf of clients who participated in an illegal tax shelter. According to court documents and statements made in court, between 2013 and 2022, Jason L. Crace prepared income tax returns for his clients that claim millions of dollars in false deductions for so-called royalty payments. However, as Crace knew, these royalty payments were merely circular flows of money designed to give the appearance of genuine business expenses. Typically, a client would send money to bank accounts controlled by scheme promoters, who then sent the money, minus a fee, back to a different bank account controlled by the client. In this way, tax shelter participants retained control of the money they transferred while falsely deducting the transfers as business expenses on their tax returns. One of the scheme's promoters, Stephen T. Millinger III, previously pled guilty and was sentenced to 8 years in prison for his role promoting the scheme. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. California man gets maximum sentence for laundering proceeds from email fraud scheme. Victor Rubio Jr. was ordered to federal prison for operating an illegal money transmitting business. Rubio was ordered to serve the maximum 60 months in federal prison to be immediately followed by 3 years of supervised release. At the hearing, the court considered additional evidence about other frauds Rubio committed while on bond when imposing the sentencing, assessing extra points for obstruction of justice. In handing down the sentence, Judge Hanks noted Rubio had committed obstruction after wiring his letter to the judge asking for leniency and apologizing for his first crime. Rubio admitted that from 2021 to 2022, he operated an unlicensed money transmitting business that received and transmitted funds from a business email compromise BEC scheme. Rubio ran the unlicensed money transmitting business by using shell companies that existed only on paper, Source: Internal Revenue Service. 2025. Thursday, September 4, 2025. New York construction company president charged with $5 million payroll tax and wire fraud schemes. Nigel Kenneth Joseph was charged in a federal indictment with failing to pay years of employee payroll taxes, scheming to defraud a construction contractor of millions of dollars, and aggravated identity theft. According to allegations in the complaint, Joseph founded BWK, a masonry subcontractor registered in the Bronx, New York, in 2019. Between 2019 and 2021, BWK earned at least $10 million performing construction across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Despite these earnings, Joseph willfully refused to collect payroll taxes from his employees and refused to pay taxes he owed as an employer. According to an IRSCI analysis of financial records, Joseph failed to pay at least approximately $2.9 million on behalf of his employees and at least approximately $750,000 he owed as an employer. Rather than pay taxes, Joseph used BWK funds to finance his own lifestyle, including by transferring tens of thousands of dollars to his wife, making personal rental payments, purchasing courtside NBA tickets and a Rolex, leasing a BMW 3 Series, a Mercedes GLE, and a BMW 5 Series, and traveling to the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service. 2025. Friday, September 5, 2025. U.S. Navy sailor convicted of spying for China. Jinchoa Wei, a.k.a. Patrick Wei, was convicted of espionage and export violations. Wei was an active-duty U.S. Navy sailor stationed at Naval Base San Diego when he agreed to sell Navy secrets to a Chinese intelligence officer for $12,000. Following a five-day trial and one day of deliberation, the jury convicted Wei of six counts, including conspiracy to commit espionage, and unlawful export of, and conspiracy to export, technical data related to defense articles in violation of the Arms Export Control Act and the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. Wei is scheduled to be sentenced on December 1st. The evidence introduced at trial showed that Wei was approached in February 2022 via social media by someone who claimed to be a naval enthusiast. The individual was in reality a Chinese intelligence officer. Between February 2022 and his arrest in August 2023, as their relationship developed, Wei, at the request of the officer, sent extensive information about the USS Essex. Wei also held a U.S. security clearance and had access to sensitive national defense information about the ship's various systems. Source: U.S. Department of Justice. 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.